Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. Live in the peace of God. That's through believing. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous and upright with God. And I was reading this morning a couple places, and there's a place where it talks about how Christ is the wisdom of God, which I'm going to go over. But just recognize the administration you live in. You're righteous, and which I'm also going to go over a little bit today. And it's just a wonderful thing. If you go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things." In order that, let me first say this. The mystery, there is no mystery in the word anymore. The mystery was that the Jews and the Gentiles both are fellow heirs and are all the sons of God. It was the Abrahamic promise was that God would be a God to him, to Abraham, to his seed in their time. God is going to be a God to you in their time, right now, right now. So to make all men see what is the mystery, verse 10, in order that now to the rulers and principalities and the powers or authorities in the heavenly places might be made known through the church, the infinitely diversified wisdom of God. We wrestle not with blood and with flesh, we wrestle in spiritual things. We are wrestling against the adversary. Our problem in life has to do with him. Right now, to the powers and the principalities in the heavenly places might be known through the church, the infinitely diversified wisdom of God. And Christ is that wisdom. Christ is the wisdom. If you go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." Are you ashamed of being a believer? If you are, you got to keep reading the word and keep working on it. You got to keep working the word, because as you work out this stuff and read it and understand it for yourself, the strength and the power that comes from it is amazing. Not only that, you know who you are and you know who's behind you. "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation," or safety or preservation, "to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." It doesn't say to everyone who walks perfectly. It's that everyone who believes it is this power given unto you. You have the Holy Ghost in you the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 17, for in it is God's righteousness or uprightness revealed or made visible from faith to faith. The righteousness of God, the uprightness of God is made visible through believing. You start to see how wonderful God is in your life. You start to see how much he protects and how much he takes care of you. God is there every single moment of every day, but it's understanding and learning to lean and rely on him. To totally lean on God and to not be afraid, to not have fear in this life. It's not easy. I'm not saying that this stuff doesn't take a lot of time. In fact, a couple years ago, I would probably have said something different. I was just talking to my brother about, you know, in Egypt, there was 7 years of famine and 7 years of prosperity. Well, no, there's the opposite. 7 years of prosperity, 7 years of famine. In my life, I feel like there was like 2 years of prosperity, 15 years of famine, and now we're on the other side. But it's learning to believe in those moments. It's learning to have faith, knowing that God will take care of it, to the point where there was a time probably 4 or 5 years ago that I just looked at him. My brother said, "Look, man, we're going under. God's got to provide it. I'm not going to freak out about it. I'm not going to lose my mind about it. There's nothing I can do. It is out of my control at this point. I put the work in. We've all worked. We've all sacrificed. This is where we are." And God provided immediately. It was just incredible. And you got to have those moments in your life. Trials in tribulations. It works patient, which is this patient enduring. You learn how to be endure patience when you're in those tribulations. That works experience, which is you've experienced being tried, which moves towards the hope, which is the expectation of future good in those tribulations. Hope never causes shame. The expectation of future good will never cause shame. It's written. It's biblical. But you got to go through the tribulations to understand that. But if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, I want to show how Christ is the wisdom of God. Christ is the beginning. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's the beginning of understanding God's wisdom. Chapter 1, verse 24, but unto them which are called, both the Jews and the Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. It starts with him. Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. And knowledge can either be experiential knowledge, which is gnosko, or epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with an object where you hear from that object and heed his advice. It's having the right application in your life. That's the beginning. And the beginning of that is Christ Jesus. You got to believe and confess in the name of his son. And it moves on from there. You are protected. You are a son of God. You are called from the foundations of the earth. Since this place was created, God knew you and knows you. He knows every hair on your head. He makes it rain on the good and the evil. You are a son of God with all power right now, protected. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, not to some random thing. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for your word and what's in it, for your son, what he did for us, that we can live this way. I just pray for the situation I constantly pray about, that you just take care of it and get it off my heart so it doesn't drive me absolutely bonkers. I thank you for my family, for the business, just for providing the peace and how much different it is right now. And I pray for our country and that everything just continually works out. And I thank you for your believers, that you take care of them and that you bless them, and just for a great day today. And again, I thank you for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.